Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07. Mornings on the Mall rolls on. I am Austin Hill, sitting in for Brian and Larry. It's WMAL. Yes, there's the physical cliff that's looming, but hey, not to worry, it's Black Friday. Oh, so much fun to be had. Heading out to the bin shopping expositions going on all over the country. Some people just can't, they can't rein themselves in. They can't stop shopping on a day like this. Just like, you know, you said you weren't going to binge on turkey last night, right? But you did all over again. Joining us on the news line, clinical psychologist Dr. Bill Diamond, author of a hot new book called Fire Your Excuses. And Dr. Diamond, welcome to the nation's capital and WMAL. Based on the sale of the recently released book, Fire Your Excuses, a lot of people are binging on your book. You got to love that these days.
Yes, we want people to rein it in, except when it comes to shopping for the book.
Yes, of course. Well, the title is very powerful, Fire Your Excuses. A lot of us at this time of the year, we're celebrating, yes, but we're looking ahead to a year of belt tightening, and we always like to reflect and consider making changes. How do you fire your excuses, the excuses that get in the way of doing what you want to do with your life and making your way as you would otherwise like to?
Well, whether you're talking about being a little bit more sane when it comes to holiday shopping, and this is the day, and I guess also Cyber Monday is giving it a run for its money, too, coming up here just around the corner.
But and Small Business Saturday tomorrow. Don't forget that.
There you go. But we'd like to talk about walking the last mile of denial, and that is really something that helps me. Because there are times where I say, okay, I'm aware of this when it comes to my diet. I'm aware of this when it comes to my spending, but I'll leave the back door open, and we all know what that means. Something in our life, whether it's an extra party or two where we just need to have one or two parties and eat there. We just snack in between, or we spend beyond what we budgeted. But having fun and feasting and spending, but also recognizing that there are days throughout the holidays where we just need to rein it in between time.
Well, listen, I can have fun and joke about binge shopping or even overeating on Thanksgiving Day, and that'll put a smile on any of our faces, I suppose, because I think it's something we can all relate to. But we all know somebody for whom that is a very serious problem. It disrupts their life, their family, their spousal relationships, their work. What do you say to that person who really does have some serious problems with excuses, Dr. Diamond, and they seemingly can't rein it in at all?
Well, I really allow people to choose their pain and get to that point where they're ready for some help. And obviously, you can't force somebody there. But I always say, make this the time of year where you get more connected with people that are living a little differently rather than just trying harder. Whether you're trying to work on that food issue or that spending, there's plenty of people that are living a little bit counterculturally, having a lot of fun, enjoying Black Friday, but are not trying to impress the Joneses who they don't even know. And getting around those people, it makes a huge difference. And you'll find there's a lot of them out there these days.
Dr. Bill Diamond, author of a wildly successful, here in a very few days, new book called Fire Your Excuses. You can find that at fireyourexcuses.com. What do you recommend to the person who says, listen, I don't want to give up on the holiday festivities and the celebration, but this idea of being countercultural about it, as you say, and not having to participate in all the excessive spending and gorging on food. How do you go about that? What do you tell a person about that?
Well, I think you want to have a plan. And when I talk to audiences, one of the things we ask is, how many parties are you going to go to between Halloween and New Year's? And there are some party animals out there that go to more than 10, but most of the audience members we talk to, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 6. And if you have 5 or 6 feast days over 2 months and you don't do a lot of snacking in between, you can knock yourself out. Yesterday was a great example, and New Year's and Christmas, and there's a few other special parties that you may go to, but you can have a lot of fun in those days and not go nuts in between time. It's the in-between spending, and it's buying gifts and things that are extra and not budgeted that gets you in trouble, not Black Friday usually.
Yeah. Dr. Diamond, author of Fire Your Excuses. You can find that at fireyourexcuses.com. And Dr. Diamond, since we are together here in our nation's capital, we've got a lot of excuse-making going on in Capitol Hill with the president and the Congress full of excuses as to why they can't figure out a fiscal cliff solution. What advice would you offer to the executive and legislative branches, just, you know, in 30 seconds or so?
Well, I could beg out of the question and say that's above my pay grade. But, I mean, all of us are asked to live within our means. It's kind of a no-brainer. And maybe there's kind of a standoff going now. But it's amazing that we just need to look and see what we get to spend and what we don't. And the rest of the country has to live within our means, and it's time for our government to do it, too.
Well stated. Dr. Bill Diamond, he's a clinical psychologist, author of Fire Your Excuses. You can find that at fireyourexcuses.com. Happy Black Friday, Dr. Diamond. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much for joining us here at WMAL.
Have a great day, everyone.